the Dream Weaver. Did you know that your dreams can help you attract the things you want? It's true, and it makes sense when you think about it. After all, you spend a third of every day asleep, about 8 hours. And when you're asleep, you have dreams. While you're dreaming, you do more than just run through the previous day's events. It's a well-known fact that people have come up with ideas for new products in their sleep, or created outlines for books, or designed buildings, gardens, furniture, and clothing. Dreams have power that we don't normally access. They allow us to turn off the everyday conscious mind for a bit and give our imagination and creativity full rein. Scientists have studied dreams over the centuries and have made some startling discoveries. Everybody dreams every single night. That's one of their indisputable discoveries. Another one is that dreams give us a place to express ourselves on a level that we're normally unable to access. Dreams are a safe place for experimentation, too. A haven in which we can act out our fantasies and live a completely different life if we feel like doing that. Here's another crucially important fact to remember. The subconscious mind is very susceptible to suggestion. When you're sleeping, it's the subconscious mind that takes over. It's capable of reliving past events for sure, but it's also capable of creating entirely new worlds and experiences if it thinks that's what you want it to do. And it's this knowledge you can use to your advantage, getting your dreams and your subconscious to work together to further your desires. This isn't a new idea, but it's one that often gets overlooked. People have been playing CDs and other types of recording as they fall asleep for many years. Recordings that help them learn new languages, study for exams, or develop new skills. It's a technique that's had much success for many people, and one that can be built on to improve your chances of manifesting the things you want. The technique is simple. All you have to do is write down the thing you want before going to sleep. Dream about it. Write down what you remember from your dreams when you wake up. And that's all there is to it. By writing down what you want before falling asleep, you remind your subconscious of the importance of the thing in question. That way, you'll be more likely to dream about it. It'll also be one of the last things on your mind when you do fall asleep, which will also influence your dreams. If you do dream about it, which happens more often than not, you'll be reinforcing your internal vision of the thing you want. That will send further messages about it to your subconscious, which in turn will do its best to help realize your goal. When you write down what you dreamed about, you'll be getting clearer and clearer about exactly what it is you want, until eventually you'll know down to the smallest detail exactly what it is you're after. And thanks to the power of your dreams and the assistance of your subconscious, you'll also know how to get it. Dreams don't work in linear fashion. They don't necessarily start at the beginning and work towards the end. They're free and intangible, like the energy of the cosmos. They meander wherever they think they should, sometimes back and sometimes forward. So it's possible that you'll dream not only about the thing you want to attract in your life, but also about the best way to go about getting it. Some people have tried this technique with very little success, but the fault usually lies with them and not with the technique. It can take weeks before you're able to remember the things you dreamed about in detail, but if you persist, it will get easier. And if you want it to work, you have to be determined, dedicated, and not afraid to try. That's just one other thing you need to keep in mind. Even if you dream about the item you're trying to manifest into your life, you're bound to dream about other things too. So don't get caught up with trying to sort things out in the beginning. Simply write down everything you remember that you dreamed about and sort it all out later in the day. That way, you won't let any good ideas slip away from you. Dreams are somewhat intangible, as I mentioned, so you have to be patient. This technique might suit some people more than others, but if you have the patience and the willingness to give it a try, you won't be disappointed.